Of all the people who followed the news of Saddam Hussein's capture in Iraq, few watched as closely as the authors of the children's book, Where's Saddam? That satirical little picture book was inspired by the children's classic, Where's Spot? And when it came out last year, the authors Henry Beard and John Boswell said they rushed to get it in stores while Saddam was still at large.
And of course, if they had caught him, the book would have been sort of, at best, a curiosity. So, you know, Henry and I found ourselves in the bizarre position of being the only two people in America rooting for this guy not to get caught.
It was awkward, Steve. I'll level with you.
Think how awkward it must be now. Well, our staff once again tracked down author John Boswell in New York in a spider hole, right?
Well, yes. It's kind of warm down there.
For people who are not familiar, you wrote this children's book. President Bush was basically the star of it, I suppose.
Right, right. President Bush is sort of a little mean kid, and he goes on a search. George Bush is looking for Saddam, and we pose different possibilities, like is he still in Baghdad? Was he abducted by space aliens? Has he moved to Boca Raton? Each of those is a flip-up where, you know, you look under the spaceship or, you know, behind the door of the Alamo, and there are different celebrities or different well-known personalities. It was interesting that the page where it says, is he in hell? That's actually become even more appropriate in a way. I mean, Michael Jackson's the guy under the furnace. And Martha Stewart's there, too. So
there's just no end of newsworthiness in this book.
Absolutely.
So you're in the middle of selling this in the Christmas season, and right there in the middle of the Christmas season, the U.S. military goes and spoils your fun by capturing Saddam Hussein.
Right, right. Well, you know what? I would like to say that we did not intend this capture of Saddam as a promotional event for the book, but that's sort of the way it's turned out. Henry and I do take a lot of the credit for having him captured, though. I think it's nice to know that if you build enough big enough fire, if you hold our government up to enough ridicule, that you could actually get some action.
Or you could think of it as a kind of blueprint for where Saddam was not, and so therefore...
Exactly. I'm sure we were a major factor in this capture in some way.
So you're telling me that the sales actually increased. It was the opposite of what you feared.
It's amazing. I mean, first of all, we never dreamed we would have a Christmas selling season. We were so focused on the first couple of weeks and actually so relieved to have the books before he was caught that it never occurred to us to plan a publishing season beyond 1 or 2 weeks. So this was sort of an opportunity that we didn't expect to have anyway. And then, amazingly, the sales have literally doubled since Saddam has been caught.
Roughly how many of these darn things did you sell?
I would say we're probably somewhere between 40 and 50,000 copies now.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
The end of the book, as currently written, has Saddam Hussein still on the loose, and as I recall, playing around a swimming pool or something
right,
like that.
Right, right,
right. Do you plan a second edition, an updated version?
You know, now that we realize the degree to which we can influence events, we're thinking of a whole new publishing program with Where's Osama, you know, Where's Jimmy Hoffa? I don't know if the publisher is going to do this or not. We were talking about doing a sticker called Collector's Item over the W, so it says, Here's Saddam. Or more appropriately, here's Saddam. So I don't know if they're going to do that or not.
John Boswell, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Program is directed tonight by Tracy Wall. Martha Wexler edits and Walter Ray Watson produces the program with Susan Stone, Petra Mayer, and Ben Gilbert. Our technical director is Neil Ellis with engineers Jerry Tennant, Stu Rushfield, and Peter Alina. Our reference librarian is Kim Oleski. Our newscast producer is Diane Scholar. And we want to thank radio station WSUI. That's All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Steve Inskeep.